A winter walk. The wind has gently murmured through the blinds, or puffed with featherly softness against the windows, and occasionally sighed, like a summer zephyr, lifting the leaves along. The livelong night, the meadow mouse has slept in his snug gallery in the sod. The owl has sat in a hollow tree in the depth of the swamp. The rabbit, the squirrel, and the fox have all been housed. The watchdog has lain quiet on the hearth, and the cattle have stood silent in their stalls. The earth itself has slept, as it were its first, not its last sleep, save when some street sign or wood house door has faintly creaked upon its hinge, cheering forlorn nature at her midnight work. The only sound awake twixt Venus and Mars, advertising us of a remote inward warmth, a divine cheer and fellowship where gods are met together, but where it is very bleak for men to stand. But while the earth has slumbered, all the air has been alive with featherly flakes descending, as if some northern Ceres rained, showering her silverly grain over all the fields. We sleep, and at length awake to the still reality of a winter morning. The snow lies warm as cotton or down upon the window sill. The broadened sash and frosted panes admit a dim and private light, which enhances the snug cheer within. The stillness of the morning is impressive. The floor creaks under our feet as we move toward the window to look abroad through some clear space over the fields. We see the roofs stand under their snow burden. From the eaves and fences hang stalactites of snow, and in the yard stand stalagmites covering some concealed core. The trees and shrubs rear white arms to the sky on every side, and where were walls and fences, we see fantastic forms stretching in frolic gambols across the dusky landscape, as if nature had strewn her fresh design over the fields by night as models for man's art.